Lord and the pure devotees, they are called as Nivritta Gunavritti. Nivritta Gunavritti means they are never contaminated by the three modes of material nature. The Supreme Lord has no lording over mentality, due to which he is always joyful, cheerful, fearless, in need of no favors and in need of no praises. He is happy within himself. So, in the same manner, the pure devotees are also free from the contamination of the three gunas. Due to this, the only commodity of exchange between Lord and the pure devotees is pure love. You will see in the beginning of Bhagavad Gita, Arjuna wanted to use Krishna for his own purposes. He told, take my chariot in between the two armies. I want to oversee. So lording over mentality means, I want to enjoy and everyone including God has to assist me. Everyone and everything should be at my beck and call. This is the lording over mentality. At the end of Bhagavad Gita, Arjuna, however, surrendered to Krishna completely and told him, Karishye Vachanam Tava, I will act according to your will. So, giving up the lording over mentality means to surrendering to the will of the Lord and aligning all our mind, senses and all the different avenues of our body in Lord's service completely. So, as long as there is lording over mentality, certainly the mind becomes filled with material plan making and material desires. Carrying the material desires, which is like a virus in our mind, the living entities are roaming around in the material world, searching for accumulating material commodities, for enjoying the material pleasure. For doing this, one requires a material body, which is followed by the miseries. Because as soon as we get the material body, it's followed by the miseries. This is how the material contamination clings to the living entity due to his lording over mentality. But the Supreme Lord is so pure that he can even kill a demon, considering the welfare of the demon and transporting the demon to the spiritual sky. What to speak of the other activities of the Lord which are more pleasing to hear when the Lord is embracing somebody or performing a pleasure pastime with someone. So, the contamination of lording over is not there in the Lord or the pure devotee. And if one wishes to rise above this lording over nature of bossing over the material elements in this world, the first thing that one has to realize is everything belongs to Krishna. Nothing belongs to me. Krishna is a supreme controller and I am insignificant. Krishna is the Lord and Master of whole creation and deserves all happiness and enjoyment. And I am supposed to assist him in his pleasure. So, if these scripts are not internalized, then one will still find latent enjoying mentality, and due to which one keeps lording over the material nature. One will never be able to lord over. Rather, one will be humbled by the material nature. So, the chanting of the holy name every day is actually an opportunity for us to give up this contamination of trying to lord over and rather admit our original true position of being one of the millions of particles of being servants of Krishna. So, by repeated calling of the holy name and begging the Lord to remove the veil or the covering of Maya in our eyes and give us the right vision to see who we are and in relation to Krishna. As Jivara Sarupohai Krishna Nitya Das. So when this understanding becomes strengthened in our consciousness, the lording over mentality will be finished. And then Nivritta Gunavrittaye. The Lord and the such a pure soul can reciprocate with each other in pure love without any contamination. Harinam Prabhu ki.